This episode of This Week in Wealth is sponsored by Alpha Wealth Group. Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. WGN Radio and RWA are not affiliated. Here's WGN Radio's Elise Glink and Alpha Wealth Group's Tom Fortino.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Glink. I'm the CEO of Best Money Moves, my financial wellness program.
And I'm Tom Fortino, the founder and principal of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area.
If you want to talk with Tom or me, ask us a question, get some advice from him, give him a call, 630-934-1855, or go to alphawealthgroup.com. So, Tom, I think everybody wants to be rich, right? I mean, Instagram is full of billionaires and their rich kids and all the things that they do. I think we all have a case of FOMO that we're not going to be rich. I mean, there's just such a focus in our society on how rich you are, what private plane you drive, what Louis Vuitton bag you carry, what, I mean, men and women, right? It's not just all about the women. But, you know, it feels like the world has changed substantially in the last couple of years. And Charlie Munger, who at 98 is still out there working full time, warned Gen Z investors last week that it is going to be way harder for recent college grads to get rich and stay rich. And he talked about things like how the cost of living in many parts of the U.S. is significantly higher than it's ever been, even accounting for inflation. We kind of talked about that last week with the mortgage rates and the housing rates climbing. And Munger said that for decades, his go-to advice was own a diverse portfolio of common stocks, which could roughly earn you a 10% return. But he thinks that that doesn't really do it anymore. He thinks getting personalized help, like from somebody like you, to really guide somebody in their thinking so they don't make mistakes. Maybe it'll be less about, you know, more about not making mistakes than being smart about your investing picks.
Well, you know, it's interesting coming from Charlie Munger. I guess I'm a little surprised. I'm not sure. You know, I mean, you always have to be careful with the context. He could be saying, look, we do have some headwinds here, things we have to deal with. You know, but if you think back, we go back to, you know, the late 70s, of course, it keeps coming up where we had stagflation, we had inflation, and we had an economy that wasn't doing so well. And so, you know, I think it was John Templeton, one of the pioneers of mutual funds, who said the biggest mistake is to say this time it's different, right? Well, it's different this time. So, you know, it really comes back to, I think maybe the takeaway from this is just to understand, you know, how do you get there? You have to be diligent. You have to be disciplined. We talked, I think last week, we were talking about some of the changes in the Secure Act, but these 401k plans, how many of you are being engaged and making contributions to your plans and doing it systematically, know what's going on? I get it. We're busy with our lives. But we need to, you know, just take control, because over time, if you make the commitment and you make the investments, it's going to work out. I think there's one place, you know, it's the stock market. I'm sorry. It's made the biggest. You talked to Elise about it. People want to be rich. That is the in the history of the world. Capitalism and the stock market have made people, you know, that's been the engine of wealth. Right. And so you really want to be committed to contributing. Look, even anyone, if you could say, I'm going to do $100 a month, $50 a month, or whatever it can be, you know, you can set all these things up. You can go to Fidelity.com today, set up an account, Schwab, TD, and you could link it to your bank and say, I just want $100 a month coming out systematically into an index fund. There you are. You're off to the races, so to speak. So there's so many things I think we could be doing to get to this goal of being wealthy or having wealth. You just have to be committed to it.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, my son Michael is 24 and just started a new job where he's making like more money than I made in most of the years of my career. But he's, you know, obviously he's a software engineer, so that whole area is just very hot right now. But we were talking about his 401k, and he said, Mom, do I do the match? And I said, well, could you afford to do, you know, you could put away $19,000 this year. Like, you know, you can really put away a lot of money. And he's like, yeah, but I'm a little worried about that. He's like, you know, I'm saving money. You know, he owns a condo. So he's like, every time I pay my mortgage, I'm saving money. He's got a renter for that. So that really helps. He's got to be going back and forth to New York right now from Chicago. So he's got to pay rent there. He's like, I'm just worried about saving so much money that I'm going to be a little bit strapped. And I said, well, always do the match, right? Because that's the free money.
Dollar for dollar.
And, you know, if you can get to 10% at age 24, you're going to be fine the rest of your life,
mm-hmm.
right? Because it's that point of you put it away, you don't think about it, you're paying less in taxes now. It's compounding mm-hmm. for you as you go onward. And I think there's, you know, a real value to that. But to just, you know, finish what Charlie Munger was saying, you know, where he normally would have in past years said, go buy a diversified portfolio of your own stocks, which I did, by the way, he said, you know, buy the S&P 500.
Mm-hmm.
And while it's a passive investment strategy, you know, basically it owns 500 stocks. It's a way to get that diversity, get that international exposure. Mm-hmm. What it doesn't give you is exposure to small companies. And I read, you know, I think, I don't know if it was Barron's or the Wall Street Journal, where, you know, they said, look, it's, you want some big companies, you want some small companies, mm-hmm. you want some middle companies, and then you want to forget about it.
Yeah, I agree with that. If you look over any 20-year period in the history of the market, it doesn't matter. Any 20-year rolling period, 1940 to 60, 41 to 61, 42 to 62. I mean, you can keep going up the chart. There's never been a 20-year period where markets have been negative. Never happened. And so, you know, like as you said, Elise, if you can put the money away today, you can be, and when I say engaged, even to the point of, you mentioned small cap, mid cap, large cap, understand what you're investing in. I think today, more than ever, you know, when you talk about your son, you've got more opportunities now, I think, than ever before. What do I mean by that? What I mean is you can, as I just said, you can open an account online. You can sit at home with a cup of coffee and your slippers, open up an account and fund it, right? You can, you have all these places where you can go online and start trading. You have all this access to information on stocks and different companies right at your fingertips. And getting back to your son as far as contributing, I can't tell you how many people I sit down with when we talk about Roth 401ks or Roth IRAs. Like, boy, I wish those were around a lot while I was working.
Oh, yeah.
And there's another opportunity. So I'm just, it gets it to me. It can be exciting where, okay, how, you know, make the contributions, start to get more involved in the market. You have access to, you know, you like Tesla, you like, especially these younger people or whoever it is. Start to create a watch list of stocks that you like or companies you like, and start doing some investigation.
Or people you like. You know, one of the things mm-hmm. that I, you know, back from, and we have to take a break, but I used to follow, there were people that I followed who were just super smart. And if you think about, like, Elon Musk, who, you know, at the beginning of last week bought a 9% stake in Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And it went up 20%. Like, that guy has now remade electronic vehicles, remade the space in the future, remade Starlink and the way people communicate all over the world. And now he's going to take on how you communicate on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you just, like, pick some of those people who are showing incredible diversity and strength, and you just invest where they invest. I don't know. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, I want to flip the dial a little bit and talk about seniors in debt, the other side of retirement. You're listening to Elise Glink and Tom Fortino, and this is This Week in Wealth on 720 WGN. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Glink, CEO of Best Money Moves, and I'm here with Tom Fortino, the founder and principal of Alpha Wealth Group, and we're talking about your money. This time, we're talking about your money in retirement, other end of it. So, Tom, I saw this piece of news this week, and I thought we should really address this. Several recent studies have given us some absolutely alarming statistics about seniors falling into serious debt. And research is showing that the number of households, seniors who are falling into debt, grew by 14% over an 11-year period. The personal finance site Clever says many retirees doubled their debt in 2020. And, you know, we've got this idea that a recession is around the corner somewhere. There's always going to be another one, right? We're never not going to have it. So seniors potentially could get hit the worst if they end up, you know, losing money in the stock market temporarily, right? And they mm-hmm. end up with debt. I mean, how do you deal with this kind of stuff? And how do you counsel your clients to work their way through?
Well, you know, it's interesting. It comes back to cash flow. It comes back to, you know, anyone, you know, I think we talked a few weeks ago about if someone wanted to buy a second home or a vacation property in retirement, you know, on the other end. But understanding, do you have the cash flow? Do you have the income? I think maybe too often, and I've seen these numbers too before, where people look at a pot of money and think, wow, that's $500,000. That's $200,000. That's a lot of money. Well, in the whole scheme of things, it may seem like a large number, but over time, maybe not so much. We need to understand income is a lot different, or it is very different than an asset, right?
Yeah.
You may have assets. There's no number that's going to turn into a guaranteed lifetime income. So for those, we talk about things that are an income. Social Security, that is a lifetime income. And there's claiming strategies there. When do you take it? If you lock into a lower benefit at 62, and I've had this conversation, you know, you can defer it all the way to 78%. You can get 10, 12,000 more a year if you defer it for the rest of your life. And so these are things where you have to be very careful. Once you lock into that, these are irrevocable decisions. You can't say at 72, whoop, I've changed my mind, it's too late. Same thing with pensions. Those are income streams that come in the rest of your life. So we want to do things to maximize our income. I would also say you could look at annuities as well. That's another lifetime guaranteed income. And if you have accounts with funds in them, monies, whether I made those comments a few hundred thousand or whatever the number is, you can use those, can be invested in annuities that allow, that will give you a guaranteed income stream. Now you have cash flow no matter what happens, regardless of what you have in savings, regardless of what's happening in the market, regardless of any of those things, you have income that comes in, a paycheck every month. And so this is how we want to start looking at one of the pieces of our plan. It's not just about growing a pile of money and picking at it. That's important to grow money. And look, I'm an investment advisor rep. We do active money management. But you want to look at
everything. You want people to grow, right?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, you
and that's
that.
A good thing. But I'd prefer you have the income throughout your life, and then you go pull money out of the account to do the fun things you want to do, right?
Well, that's a great point, too. You know, and there's a balance that people have to strike. And I think, you know, a while ago, and again, we've hammered this home a couple of times, at least in the last couple of months, is that, you know, people used to use bonds for that. Mm-hmm. They would buy a diverse portfolio of bonds, some corporate bonds, you'd buy some I bonds, or you'd buy some, you know, whatever, munis, and you clipped your coupons, and that was how you got your income stream. But bonds haven't really done much over 10, 20 years. And so that strategy, you know, has to be replaced or augmented, because if you were just having, you know, everything and basically in bonds, you'd be losing money against inflation over these years. And, you know, I have two seniors in my life, one who had everything, basically everything invested in the stock market, and is now sitting on a huge pile of money and doesn't ever have to worry. And the other one who put everything in cash 25 years ago, or, you know, bonds basically, and they almost ran out of money at the end of their lives. And that person should have had four times what the other person had.
Right. Yeah. You know, you have to be careful now with how you structure your portfolios. You know, if you're relying on your investments for income, okay, I'm not saying you can't use that to supplement income, but you have to be, again, you have to understand, like you said, when you go into just cash or just that's fixed investments, in some cases, the terms used sometimes is you're losing money safely, right?
Right.
You have a negative real rate of return. So, in these cases, especially with where interest rates are today, you know, and again, it depends. Everybody's situation is unique. This is not a recommendation. But there's typically, you want to have some level of growth there, whether it's 40%, 30%. You have some participation in the upside that can, as we were talking about before, inflation, keeping up with that. This is how you start to create a plan. Have the income, create an income plan, and then have an investment plan coupled with that, you know, with your overall strategy here to have as much success as you can in retirement. It's all about planning.
Oh, yeah. No, there's absolutely the way you want to do it. And, you know, last segment we were talking about my 24-year-old, and I said to him, you know, you don't have to hit 20% return in your money every single year to be very wealthy later in life. That's just not how it works. You're starting young. You're putting away significant money. You've already made an investment in a condo. Like, you're doing fine. You know, now it's you've got to keep that up, and you've got to let time, you know, watch your debt.
Yeah.
Don't go crazy and buy a Ferrari.
No.
Don't make major mistakes, right? You'll make some mistakes, but don't make major mistakes.
You're always going to make mistakes, yeah.
Always, right? With investing, you just don't know. But for seniors, you know, what you don't have that my 24-year-old has is you don't have the time to let those mistakes play out for you.
Right.
And if you're 70 and you make a mistake, whatever that one is, you know, that may not be enough time, 70 to 80, to let that 20-year cycle that you were talking about, how we've never had a 20-year losing cycle, that may not be enough for you to get out of the losing part of the 20-year, the dip that it might have gone in. and right. allow you to recapture, right? Could you talk right. about that a little bit?
Well, that's why you look, there's no, I would just, one thing I would like to say here too, we talked about, there's no perfect plan. It just doesn't exist. I wish I had it. I'd be, you know, working on it all the time.
Would you clients. Be, would you be working? No, it's what we always say, right?
So there's always going to be, you know, just, it, but don't ever let, you know, I think that the perfection part of it prevents you from getting to something that's good. And so when you're taking a look at your investments, it's like when you own fixed investments or bonds or whatever you can own. Look, there's bond alternatives out there. You can own some uncorrelated assets right now. You can own some fixed annuities. Some of these things are indexed annuities. But the point is you're not owning those for growth. I get it. But it's that volatility buffer. And again, you know, you say, well, I'm not going to participate 100% in the market. What if the market's up 20? Well, you got to let that go. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. If you can get 40% of that, because remember, the risk is more, you know, it's like what's going to have more of an impact on your retirement, up 20 or down 20. So we just need to understand, again, it's not going to be perfect, but it's going to be objective. It's going to make sense. It's going to be logical. And now you have a plan that not only because it's logical and you're being objective about it, you can stick to it. And that's important, too.
Yeah, I think that
the emotions are tough, as we've talked about.
Oh, I think they are. And I think there's a, as you know, I've seen seniors, you know, family members and other people who write in for our syndicated column. You know, Sam and I see seniors who are stuck on this idea that they want to leave a legacy. Mm-hmm. Now, you and I have talked a lot about this, and I know you've got your estate planning kit that everybody can get, and I should, mm-hmm. you know, give out your phone number again. You can get it at alphawealthgroup.com, or you can just give Tom a call, 630-934-1855, and ask for the estate planning packet. But, you know, they're stuck on this idea that they have to leave some sort of huge amount of money behind, even if it means going into debt as a senior now. Because their this idea is they're going to have wealth preservation for the next generation. And I wonder, you know, how you help clients think about that. Because I think that's a very strong motivating factor for making bad decisions as mm-hmm. a senior.
Yeah, I mean, it's always, look, you have less mortality than your children. Just like if you're going to take on some of their debt, you're going to do some things. And you made that comment earlier, Elise. You don't have as much time there maybe to recover. So you have to understand, again, the priorities. I get it. You can still put these things in place as far as a legacy to your family. That's important. But I would say more than anything, and I see this in this industry when I tell people, even when you put, you know, powers of attorney, living trusts, you put all the documents in place, which everyone should have, it's usually not about the money with the children, right? It's about the personal stories, it's about your personal wishes, it's about those types of things more than anything. And so, or the sentimental things, or who gets, you know, the certain, the wedding ring, or whatever it might be.
A piece of artwork, like my father-in-law just did.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I said it. Typically, the children, it's not about that. It's they wanting to fulfill your wishes is really what it's about. And that's really why the estate planning piece is so important, too, because, you know, if you don't tell them what your wishes are and at least provide all these instructions, provide this roadmap, you know, they're just going to a lot of times going to have to guess. And so that's why this is so important to have as a part of your, and why we talk all the time about it, at least as well. We've talked about income planning, we've talked about investment planning, well, estate planning is part of it, your overall plan too. So it's important, you know, to have these things.
We are out of time for this one, but we'll be back again next week to have more of this conversation on This Week in Wealth. And you can listen to past episodes at WGNradio.com, and we hope you do. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Find Tom at 630-934-1855. If you've got a question, you can ask, and we will get back to you. Tom will get back to you directly. AlphaWealthGroup.com. And in the meantime, thank you so much for listening. And until next time, here's to your wealth.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.